Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'm very careful nowadays how I pray. I never pray for patience, because if one prays for patience, you will be given circumstances that try your patience. So it's very careful. You have to be careful how you pray. When Jesus was with his disciples, he was teaching them to pray, and he asked them to pray for certain things. And when we read the scripture today, he was asking them to pray for something very specific. He said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest." Now, these men were very dedicated people. They were certainly zealous for whatever God wanted. They followed Jesus faithfully. And so I'm sure they prayed fervently. And then I think they might have been sorry, because the very next thing he did was summon them and say, "You're the laborers and you're going out." They became the answer that they prayed for. Whenever we pray, we can become the answer for what we are praying. It is an awesome thing. Since it's Father's Day, I'll tell you a story about a father, a man I met with not one, not two, not three, but six kids. Now, the reason I think he had six, because the first five were girls. But this man, a very sweet guy, he was an only child. And his dad did not have much to do with him. His dad did not marry his mom. He was a very lonely kid. He was raised by a succession of grandparents and aunts and uncles. And so he had no example to follow on how to be a good dad. But one thing he wanted more than anything else was to be a dad. So that's what he prayed for when he was a young boy. He prayed that one day he would grow up and have a family. Now, it's one thing to have a family, but being a dad, you know, is very different from having a family. But this man, who did not have any guidance on how to do it, became an awesome father with those six children. They all went to college. He had a very unique way of disciplining. He did not believe in taking a belt or a hand to his kids, but he wanted to motivate them to do well in school. So what he did was he had in his closet a very interesting outfit. His pants were striped, the shirt was checked, the tie was a different type of design, and he had a beanie. And he told the children, "If ever I have to be called up to your school, that's what I'm wearing." Well, one of the children decided to test the theory. And sure enough, Dad comes in looking like that. No other child tested him. They all did very well because they knew that Dad was good to his promise. The kids grew up, they left home, and every single day he called each one of them to see how they were doing. And every single day he prayed for those children. At his funeral, those kids and grandkids got up and spoke about this amazing man who had no template, no way to know what it was like to be a father. He became the answer that he asked God for. And that's the challenge to the church today, to become the answer that we ask of God. We all pray for world peace, and we all fret when we see the terrible things going on in the world. And I can pray as much as I want for world peace, but I need to start with peace in my own home. I need to start with peace in the community. And when I get out from this church and I look in the community, my job is to be the answer of peace in this community. That means when things get ugly, I get kind. And you know, it's not easy. When we ask for healing for our loved ones, and healing, we always go through a list of people in this church that need healing. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't have those kinds of skills. But I can write a note of encouragement. I can pick up the phone and call. I can pray. I can make a dish. Well, I'm not that. Bob will make the dish to bring to somebody. I can go to the pig and pick something up for them. I can do something. I can be the answer. Whenever we look at the problems of this world, we pray for world hunger. We see people in desperate straits. Some of that is hidden here in Door County, but we know there are people that are struggling to put food on the table. And I might not be able to legislate that into being, but I can give to the food pantries. I can give to those who are in need. I can do my part here in Door County. I can be the answer that I'm praying for. What about you this day? There are so many needs when we look around, and I know that we pray diligently for those needs. Perhaps God is calling us not only to pray, but then to get up and be the answer. And you notice when Jesus told the disciples, you're the laborers, he didn't send them out unequipped. They were equipped. He said they were equipped to heal. They were equipped to cast out unclean spirits. They were equipped to preach the gospel. God gave them the equipment, and then he gave them one more thing. He said, I want you to do all this, and I don't want you to charge them for it. You received without payment, give without payment. Yesterday when we were on the shore, we were giving out free sugar cake and coffee. And folks were astounded by that. We finally had to put up a sign, it's free, because they wanted to reach in their pocket and give us something. We said no. We're so grateful that we are here. We're so grateful for the ancestors that came across in the 1800s and established this community. We're so grateful for their sacrifice. And every once in a while, even a church that has to take an offering and do the things we do, every once in a while we have to give without asking. Freely we've been given, and freely we give back. And may this be our rallying cry as we go about our business, that freely we've been given so much grace, so much peace, so much joy, we freely give it away. Let us pray. We're so grateful, Lord, for the peace, the joy that passes all understanding. We're so grateful to be here today. We ask, O Lord, that this week we may be the answer to our own prayers as you equip us to go forth. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.